Forward to Particular Redemption, written by Michael Haken. In the past 50 years, there's been a striking God-given recovery throughout the English-speaking world of those truths associated with what historically have been called the doctrines of grace. During the first half of the 20th century, these glorious truths found few supporters. But at the beginning of the 21st century, how different the situation is. Publishing houses and authors, conferences and seminaries have arisen that proclaim these truths loudly and clearly. And for these mercies, God is to be praised and thanked. But, as has happened in the past, this recovery has been accompanied by the emergence of a position that claims to exalt the sovereignty of God, but does so at the expense of the free, unfettered preaching of the gospel to all and sundry. Various 18th century authors, such as the Baptists, Alvery Jackson and Caleb Evans, Andrew Fuller and John Ryland Jr., had to fight a hyper-Calvinism that cut the nerve of evangelism. And their writings can be of great service today in responding to those who would argue that the free offer of the gospel is unbiblical and cannot be squared with such biblical truths as particular redemption. But how good it is to also have contemporary authors who have studied the relevant scripture texts and thought through the theological principles involved and can provide a new response to this old error. Such a work is this present study by David Gay. Impressive in its discussion of theological perspectives and fully competent in its handling of scripture, here is an excellent resource for thinking through the nature of biblical evangelism and how it relates to the scriptural theme of the sovereignty of God in salvation, especially as the latter relates to the death of Christ. May those who are tempted to cool their passion for the salvation of sinners in light of convictions about Christ's redeeming work read this book and have that passion reignited by the fiery light of God's truth. Michael A.G. Haken,